Good football teams will expose your weaknesses. That's what Wildcats coaches are working on with the team this week. I talked about the loss last Friday at White House and the off week with Wildcats offensive coordinator Matt Young Tuesday morning.
Disappointment might sum it up. We're close, you know, kind of walk off the field realizing we're there, we're on the cusp of it. We played two quality opponents very close. I mean, we're within White House 7 points with 2 minutes left, and really not happy with how we played by any means. Four turnovers is unacceptable, and we're still kind of examining why those things happen and eliminate that. We're mental errors. We had four false starts, by a different person across the offense with a senior laden group. That's unacceptable. So really going through and addressing those things. We're doing a lot of positives. We're throwing and catching some balls that we haven't thrown and caught in 3 or 4 years here. We're running a power run game, rushing for over 300 yards. So we're doing things that it takes to win, but we're also doing some things that will keep you from winning. So really looking to address those things this week. Larry's throwing the cross great. Dylan Carpenter's showing he can make some plays. Tyler Rosemond's providing a physical force, and then our O-line's really being what we thought they were. Just a physical bunch of guys that can handle different things up front and give us a presence. So there's disappointment, but there's also excitement in what lays ahead.
Mm-hmm. Coach Owens made the point, and we see it in playoffs too, when you start playing really, really good teams, if you've got weaknesses, they're going to be exposed. And that's kind of, you know, we played two really, really good teams, and you know, they're both in the top, I guess, in the 15 in the latest poll. So they're going to expose your weaknesses, and they kind of done that.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. That's what we're still going through right now. Being able to have this week timing right here, we can really focus on ourselves. We can look at the areas that are showing their ugly head that we're not as good as we need to be in those spots, and then come together as a group and figure out what we want to do to address that, and really like the direction we're going.
What's on your main wish list on the off week? What do you just to get better in those areas where you're coming up short?
We've got to get physical on the perimeter. Receiver-wise, both in our blocking and our routes, we're really looking to avoid contact more than working through it to some making some plays. And then the mental errors is really the next largest thing to take care of. We feel the interceptions are more of an outlier, I guess is what you'd say, because in 15 games, that's not something Pryor's done.
Yeah.
But the false starts have been both in the Heath game and this game, we've had those. So we're really looking to address those this week. We have some different plans that'll do that. And when you eliminate those, that's two more drives that will probably end up in the end zone.
I tried to give you an out after the first game, and you reminded me that this White House secondary was really, really good too. And I think you also mentioned Texas High, so you know they may come at you with the same kind of approach with some good individuals.
Yeah, very possible. We've kind of got a little look at them because they've played White House, and they're always talented. They're very good in the back end. They really eliminate the big play and challenge you to march down the field. You got to really mind your details because they're going to play violent when they come after you. So we've got to go to work. We like what we have. We just got to clean up a couple things and see how that carries us into district.
KSST Sports